meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining the Law Enforcement Needs Subgroup call on 23 February 2018 at 1600 UTC. And attending the meeting today is Thomas Walden and Alan Greenberg. From ICANN.org, we have Alice, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, and myself, Brenda. The call is being recorded. Please state your name for the recording and transcript, and I'll turn the meeting over to you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. And this is Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. Thomas and Alan also, the reason that we scheduled today's call was in response to the action item given at last Monday's plenary call, where we were asked, as ICANN.org was asked, to reach out to each of the subgroups that had not yet addressed their next step, planned their next steps for the subgroup to begin its fact-finding efforts, to see if we could help you identify those next steps and offer any help in terms of even documenting what you agree as should be the next steps, identifying any materials or briefings that you might need to undertake those next steps, and if there's any way we can help by providing some tools to help move forward, we would be interested in your feedback on that as well.
Okay. As I've looked at this, I've been doing some other things here with the office and some personal stuff, so I really haven't been able to give it my full, as you can tell, full attention. But I've been talking to some folks within my organization, trying to come up with questions that they would have that would allow them, like some of our intel folks who deal with the whois on a more consistent basis than I would. So I'm in the process now of trying to kind of get that response back from them. I received some questions actually from Catherine, so I was going to combine those with the people that I have looking at some things. And I also put out last week when I was in Brussels to some of the PSWG folks that were attending that, you know, I may kind of depend upon them for some input also. So that's kind of where what I've been trying to do to kind of just continue with the initial submission with the questions and all that. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
So I guess what I hear you say is that you and Catherine perhaps are reaching out to some of your colleagues to do some surveying of law enforcement needs.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So as part of the structure of the review team, it is important that if you're going to do outreach to the community, that's done in a fully transparent and broadly accessible way.
Okay.
So
okay.
While that's a great start, what you might want to think about is how to document what you're doing and how to make that outreach accessible to others that might not be direct contacts of you and Catherine, but have similar input that you could take into consideration as you move forward.
Okay. I'm taking some notes here as we speak. More transparent. Okay.
Yeah, it's Alan speaking. Sorry I was late. Two groups that you might want to contact, and certainly you're here representing the GAC, and it's quite reasonable to go back to the GAC and say you're soliciting input, and if anyone either has input or has colleagues that may want to participate, that they should have our coordinates and know how to do that. And the other group that you may want to consider, although not technically law enforcement, are the various, cyber, not crime investigators, but cyber activity investigators, people like the anti-phishing working group, and a few of those probably have other contacts that you may want to contact to try to get input from them.
Okay. Gotcha. Anti-phishing working group, okay.
Yeah, that's not a public one, but it's to reach out to people that we know have an interest in that area okay. is probably a good contact.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right, I got that done here. Okay. I mean, I can definitely take a combine that with what I've been working on here already, and I'll make certain to include that to make it a little more transparent, so everyone will see kind of where I'm going and what I'm trying to do.
Lisa, any other suggestions on where to go forward? We seem to be the only ones on this call. I'm not technically a part of this working group.
So I started to record some of the points that were made here under decisions reach. So I think what we've been talking about is, has your subgroup identified needed briefings or, in this case, resources? So, Thomas, I took away from what you said that you need, in terms of additional resource, that you need some outreach to your law enforcement contacts to solicit their input on needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Alan, I apologize, I didn't completely capture your list of possible examples of additional contacts.
He had said the GAC along with the anti-phishing working group is probably some good places to start.
Right. Those two I got. Those two I captured. Okay. I wasn't sure if I missed something else.
There are probably another couple of groups that are comparable to the anti-phishing working group. They just don't come to my mind at this moment.
Gotcha.
Someone you might want to reach out to on a one-for-one basis, again, not a public thing, is John Levine, who is on the SSAC, among other things, and spends a fair amount of his time involved in these kind of things.
Okay.
I can give you his contact if Lisa doesn't have it.
Gotcha. John Levine.
He does a lot of work with law enforcement and similar groups.
I think I've met him. I've met him before. I know I have.
Quite possibly. He's
yeah.
In recent years, ubiquitous at ICANN meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of this group, clearly is going to have to grow a little bit. I would have thought Lily should be involved since this is her business. I don't think she can escape being involved at all.
Yeah. Maybe I'll reach out to see if she can squeeze us in.
Yeah. I mean, at least review documents and contribute to them, if not actively participate.
Gotcha. All right.
Lisa, were you trying to say something?
Yes, I started to, and then I was taking notes. It is hard to do the same, both things at the same time. I was just going to offer that I can or could reach out to Lily, but if Thomas wants to talk to her directly, that's good.
Either way.
Yeah.
Lily will just need to let us know if she does, in fact, want to join, then we'll take the actions to get her on the list and all of that good stuff.
Okay.
In terms of structuring your outreach, do you see that as informal conversations that are open-ended? Do you see that as maybe turning into some kind of survey that you would make it, accessible to people other than, contacts?
I think to begin with, I'd like to kind of make it kind of informal just to kind of take the temperature on what they're thinking and how they're thinking. And then maybe, depending upon that, we can roll out to a broader audience as a survey.
I'm comfortable with this. I think eventually we're going to have to do something a little bit more formalized. It's reasonably clear, at least in my mind, that we need to do an assessment of how things are now, knowing that with things like GDPR, it's only going to get worse and more difficult. There's no possible scenario that I can imagine where things get easier and better for people doing investigations. So I think it's really important to understand if there are holes now that we think can be plugged in ways that are both legal and practical, then we need to be thinking about that.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. I noted that.
So a few of the other questions that all subgroups have been asked to think about in terms of identifying next steps are whether you have documentation that's been identified that you need to divvy up and read. It doesn't sound like that is terribly applicable here.
No.
There's obviously the general information about what the previous WHOIS review team did with respect to assessing the needs of law enforcement, but that seems like that's pretty much it in terms of documentation to review as a starting point.
Gotcha.
Would you like to consider any briefings from organizations within ICANN that might interface with law enforcement?
Definitely. I mean, anything that can kind of get me moving in the right direction, I'll gladly welcome.
I do know that, of course, there's work underway, for example, DAR. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
With who? I missed it.
DAR. I wish I remembered what the actual acronym stood for. But trying to... why don't I gather the information and relay it to you or have have my colleagues within ICANN do that. I know Steve Conti couldn't be on the call today with us, but he might be the person to come back to you with more information about what
you're talking about the abuse reporting that ICANN is now doing.
Yes, exactly.
The consolidation of the various external abuse type studies to try to consolidate things and identify, among other things, both registrars and registries where problems are more common, and try to look at for patterns and other things. It was originally called DART, the Domain Abuse Reporting Tool, and then someone else apparently has copyrighted the term DART, so I think now it's just called DAR. It was discussed at a number of recent ICANN meetings. I'm not sure if you were present in them.
Yes, I was there when they discussed it. Yeah,
it's quite an impressive tool, especially if they open it up and actually, at one point they had said they were going to make the information available so, effectively you could see which registrars are, have patterns against them and things like that. I think there's been pressure from registrars not to make that level available. I don't know the current status, but it's certainly an interesting tool.
We got a briefing from them at the Aaron meeting in San Jose, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. It's an area that ICANN used to say it's not our business, and now they're saying it is their business, so that's certainly a positive movement, but not quite sure where it is today.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely appreciate this call and the information.
Yeah, I think we're just going to all have to do a little bit better, and I'm as guilty as anyone else of keeping active on this, because if nothing else, the messages that come out from each of these subgroups perhaps spur on other people to do their work as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, and as I said, hopefully things here will slow down, and then some family things I've been dealing with will kind of work out a little better.
Thomas, the world never gets simpler.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, right? And just when you want to kind of take the time to really get involved and engage in something, you know, life rears its ugly head.
There will be another crisis that you weren't expecting.
Thank you for busting my bubble. I'm good thought. I'm hoping that wouldn't be the case.
No, I just try to be pragmatic, assuming tomorrow will be a clean day where you'll be able to get a lot of work done. Just in my life, anyway, never happens.
Never so. Happens. But we can hope, right? For a chance to dream, right?
You got to squeeze it in somewhere because it's never going to be an obvious time to do these things.
Exactly.
That's in my life anyway.
There you go. So, all
right. All right. Are we done? I'm not running this call, but I do have to go run off somewhere soon.
Oh, I believe so. I think so.
Lisa?
So I think that we have some starting points, but I think one item that action item we have hanging open here is that, Thomas, from you as rapporteur, we've been looking for answers to the set of questions that were posed and are on the screen in AC right now. Would you like to take a cut at answering those questions? Would you like staff to maybe suggest answers based on today's call as a starting point? What would help you move forward on that?
Yeah, if we could maybe just suggest answers based on today's call, then I'll take a look at it and see if I want to – if there's anything else I can add just to kind of get the ball moving, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll certainly take a first cut at that and then provide to the – would you like provided to you first or to the subgroup list?
If you can provide them to me first, and then I can see if there's anything I can add or anything that I've come up with as I look at it, and then we'll submit it to the subgroup after that.
Great. So okay. We will do that, and then once you see that, perhaps then you could share with your full subgroup. Would the middle of next week be a reasonable target for that?
Yes. Looking at my schedule, I think next week looks good for me. I don't think I have a whole lot going on next week. Wednesday looks pretty open. Yeah,
okay.
21st, or that's this week.
Well, let's just set that as a target. I think we all find that if we don't have actual targets we're working towards, it's harder to find time on our plates to actually follow up.
Right. All right.
All right, good.
Next Wednesday looks good.
Well, I think that's a starting point. Thanks for Alan and Thomas for making time for today's call, and hopefully we can push this along in what bandwidth you have available to begin the work, and also to just as a reminder to try to do as much of the interaction between subgroup members as you can on list so that the rest of the review team can follow along with what you're doing, and of course observers can as well.
I will, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to kind of get me back on task and in the right direction. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. All right.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.